The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Quality Roofing Solutions is here with us this morning. Brian Murphy is here. He is the owner, I guess I would say, the big guy, the big mucky muck. Is that right, Brian?
That's right.
We got Brian Ward and Ward. Ben Murphy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian Ward. I knew them better than that. Okay. Brian Ward, excuse me, and Ben Murphy. Thank you, see. I don't know. Maybe I didn't have enough coffee this morning. I've been making a couple of. I'm about ready to call it.
Maybe another Coke Zero for you, Meg.
Maybe. Well,
maybe too many.
I don't know. Something, but it could be the Pepsi-Cola expert panel. I said that one morning. So you never know what's going to come out. So
that's what
Brian Ward, the owner, and Benjamin Murphy, who's director of marketing, is here. Welcome, guys, after all of that. So tell me, what is happening with Quality Roofing Solutions? We've been having such great weather, and it's the transition from summer to fall. So I assume that's going to affect your business. And let people know what y'all do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful day for roofing. We're loving this October weather. You know, like you said, we're taking advantage of this sunshine that we've got. The dry weather is making it great for our roof replacement projects and roof repair projects. For those who don't know, Quality Roofing Solutions is a local residential and commercial roofing contractor. We are your top-rated roofing contractor here in the Pensacola and greater Gulf Coast area. So if you have any questions about roofing, we'd love to be able to help you out and answer them.
And you can send those in right now at 850-437-1620. There are no stupid questions, right, when it comes to roofing or your house, or you're thinking, maybe I need to do this. What should I do? Send that question in. This is what the expert panel is all about.
Well, that's right, mate. You know, we're thankful for the opportunity to be trusted with roof replacement projects dozens daily. And, you know, we see all types of issues, and, you know, a homeowner may replace one or two roofs in their, you know, lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd love to answer any questions that you might have about that experience. You know, we're here to be and provide clarity before you dive into those projects.
Right. Well, in this community too, because we tend to have a lot of storms, that kind of thing, you know, most residents here probably have had roofing issues they've had to deal with over the years, different from maybe someplace else that doesn't have the same issues. So it's important to have a quality company that's been here a long time. You know how to handle different situations. I'm sure you've seen it all in terms of damage and that kind of thing, but then just the regular maintenance and repair. If I have a home, and I've confessed this on the air before, I have a tendency not to do anything till it starts causing a problem. So how can I avoid getting to that point with my roof?
Yeah, I think just being proactive, just like you would for anything else. So, you know, having regular roof inspections, we're approaching that time of year where the leaves begin to fall, and naturally they accumulate in certain areas of the roof. So being cognizant of that, we never want to allow that debris to accumulate and remain up there and then start to degrade and rot, which can affect the integrity of the roof. So keeping an eye on that, having the regular roof inspections, make sure everything's up to snuff, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be happy to help with that.
How often should I do that if I have a home? Does it depend on the age of the home, or do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, look, the older a roof gets, the more often those inspections should happen. But in most situations, once a year is more than enough. However, let's say you have a home with a lot of trees that are surrounding it,
mm-hmm.
then probably twice a year. And part of doing that inspection, it would include cleaning some of that stuff off. Now,
is there a fee for that service, or how does that work?
Well, if there's roof cleaning included, then yes, of course. But it just your annual kind of traditional roof inspection, we offer it no charge. But if we're doing other services such as cleaning the roof, then there would be an additional cost for that. But Happy to do those annual roof inspections at no charge.
Well, that's the thing is I'm not going to get up there.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
I'm not gonna climb a ladder to get up on my roof to look, and that's you've got to do that, right?
Absolutely, and to have an expert who, you know, to Brian's point, is seeing those spots, can get up on the roof and see where some of that accumulation might be, but more importantly, they're walking that roof, and there might be soft spots that they're finding or feeling. So, you know, having an expert, or there may be shingles that are starting to lift up from, you know, wind and things of that nature. So just we're happy to help. And, you know, if there's not an issue, we're happy to tell you that, too. That's news we love to share.
Well, that's important.
Right?
Yes. That's
you know, if you've got a couple more years left on that roof, mm-hmm. absolutely. We want to let's help you maintain it and maximize the lifespan. If you are up for a roof replacement, we can help you with that. Absolutely.
So what are some of the most common things that you see these days, especially in our area in Pensacola, Escambia, Santa Rosa County area?
I think it depends entirely on the age of the roof. As mm-hmm. roofs age, it's pretty common for what we refer to as nail pops, nails that are holding the shingles down. Those start to work themselves back out. Sometimes they can work their way, sort of shimmy their way through a shingle over time.
Mm-hmm.
Accumulated debris, clogged gutters, cracked pipe boots, failed flashings. There are a lot of various different things. Those, I would say, are probably the most common.
Well, I just got a text in and someone's asking, do you have someone I can hire to blow the leaves off the roof? Off the roof of my house.
Sure. Yeah, we can definitely help with that. In fact, we're working on rolling out a program here soon that would provide for exactly that. Not only would we be able to automate the scheduling of an annual inspection, mm-hmm. but we could also automate the roof cleaning.
So a little bit like a maintenance plan in a
right.
way.
That's okay. right. And you know, we're trying to make sure that we put a package together that creates a ton of value for our customers,
mm-hmm.
Also gives us the opportunity to build a relationship and continuously serve that client and make sure that roof is always at its best possible condition.
Well, sure,
and we catch those issues early.
Yeah, because if you're taking care of it throughout the year and it becomes familiar to you as the roofer, then you'll spot something that looks unusual for that particular house.
That's
you
right.
might notice it on a different house or apartment, whatever, but that's going to be something you can see and maintain because you know it wasn't like that 6 months ago.
That's right.
That's great. So what would is that something you're implementing now? Or?
Yeah, I would hope to have that offer implemented and available by the first of the year, if not sooner.
Okay.
So like I said, we're just working on building a package that we know brings a ton of value to our customers.
Okay, we're talking with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you're listening this morning, you're thinking, you know, I probably should have a look at it before winter sets in. Who would they call and what's the number and best way to reach you?
No, absolutely. QualityRoofingSolutions.com. We're happy to help you there. Or you can give us a call at 850-753-0041.
Okay, so the answer is yes, you do have someone they can hire to blow the leaves off your roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a good thing. Okay, so what are some of the other things that you can talk about this morning? I know last show we had a lot of folks asking about the different types of roofing,
yeah.
shingles versus metal versus all the different things.
Yeah, stone-coated steel, I mean, it's not just the traditional three tab anymore, right, Brian? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Can you explain a little bit about that? Because I'm kind of, I think of shingles, and they usually have the little granular stuff on the top. That's the old-fashioned shingle, right?
That's right.
But there's a lot different now, and there's a lot of different qualities that can make it better and safer for your home.
Yeah, there's a plethora of options available
now. Oh, my favorite word.
That's right. Ben, you mentioned stone-coated steel. That's becoming a more popular option that it retains, in many ways, the overall appearance, the aesthetic appearance of the granulated shingles, but it has all the benefits of metal.
What does stone-coated mean?
So steel, the steel part is basically a stamped steel panel that mm-hmm. mimics the look of... that short shingle shake appearance, uh-huh. But then it has an acrylic coating and granules embedded into that coating. So the aesthetic appearance is that of the shingles, but with all the performance benefits of metal. So longevity, wind resistance, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing those a lot like in beachfront, waterfront properties.
I'd say we still see a heavier allocation for standing seam. on the beachfront and coastal regions.
Now, what does that mean?
Standing seam?
Yes, I'm going to be asking all the basic roofing 101
these
questions.
These are great questions. Great questions.
So standing seam is a style of metal roofing that has concealed fasteners.
Okay.
Just keeping it in simple terms. Basically, it's not your standard sort of like barn-style metal roofing that has the fasteners that you can see going through the metal. Standing seam or concealed fastener systems are metal that's installed where those fasteners are concealed by each successive panel that's installed. And the reason they're popular on the coastal area is just you have a lot of corrosion issues with salt. But if all of those fasteners are hidden beneath the panels, then they're not exposed to the corrosive environment, and therefore the roof typically lasts longer. And you don't have the concern of those fasteners backing out over time the way that you do in a traditional metal roof, which is really important. In your coastal region, you're exposed to much higher winds year-round, but certainly in the event that there's any type of a tropical storm.
No, that makes perfect sense. Okay, I have a question from one of our listeners. It says that RoofMax has many commercials on television. What are your thoughts about the roof rejuvenation spray? I don't know a thing about. So maybe explain what that is too.
So there's some great marketing there. I'll start with that. But the fact of the matter is that your insurance company is not going to care if your roof has been rejuvenated.
What does that mean, spray, and how does that typically work?
Yeah, part of the marketing.
Supposed to work.
Part of the marketing with that. In areas where insurance companies aren't really forcing or mandating replacement within a given time period. And there's plenty of places throughout the country that's the case. Products like RoofMax may actually extend the life, the serviceable life of a shingle roof, but the insurance companies do not care about that. It's based off of when was the last permit pulled, and they're in the business of risk. They insure risk, and they understand and they see in the data that supports this, that the older the roof gets, the higher the risk gets, therefore the higher the premium. And once it reaches a certain level or degree, they're no longer willing to insure that risk. So even if you've had your roof rejuvenated with RoofMax, that doesn't change its placement on the risk chart.
Interesting.
Right? So what I'd hate to see is somebody invest several thousand dollars into a roof rejuvenation at, say, year 14, expecting that it's going to extend the life of the roof to 20. And then they get a letter from the insurance company says, we're going to need you to replace this roof or otherwise we're not going to renew your policy. And if that happens at, say, year 15, which it traditionally does, then you've really effectively wasted that investment.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. That really does. Great questions, and we love having your questions. So if you're thinking about changing the roof or shingles or replacement, or you need an inspection and you have a question, text that in at 850-437-1620. What else have I not mentioned this morning that maybe we can touch on for quality roofing solutions?
Well, you know, Brian, you touched on a great point, you know, kind of being maybe up against how to best utilize those funds. And sometimes the insurance company sends that letter that is forcing you to either provide the proof that you've upgraded that roof or replaced that roof, or they're going to drop you. And a lot of people we've seen a lot of our customers taking advantage of the My Safe Florida program.
That's right. You've mentioned that before. Talk about a little bit about that, Ben, because that really is a great program.
Absolutely. It got refunded back in August. So the program itself is a state-run program that allows customers to have an inspection done by the state, but look for opportunity to upgrade their house for hurricane and storm protection, roofing, obviously being a big part of that. What it does, the state will pay $2 for every dollar you pay up to $10,000. So if that roof replacement project is $15,000, you're going to pay $5,000 out of pocket. The state's going to cover the other $10,000.
That's incredible. That's really a lot of money.
Absolutely. And with that, like I said, it got refunded back here in August, and we've had a lot of our customers who have been waiting and previously put an application are starting to see that go through. So, mm-hmm. You know, making the most of the programs and opportunities that are out there, mm-hmm. We absolutely encourage our customers to do that. You know, we don't want to wait for a storm and wait for the insurance to pay for it. You want to be proactive. You
of
know,
course.
Like these things that we're sharing, making sure that your roof is covered and we're doing some sort of pre-inspection before a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being proactive anytime you can is going to help in the longevity of that roof and ultimately your home.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. And you do work with them in terms of being able to work together for the homeowner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we are a MySafe Florida contractor, so we are happy to help in any way we can in that. I've shared this before. Myself, I took advantage of the program. Quality mm-hmm. did my roof a couple years ago. And having that peace of mind that, you know, when these storms are coming through, that we've got a storm-rated shingle is incredible. So... absolutely encourage people to take advantage of that. And then we've also got some really great financing options available as well. You know, people might not know that sometimes the insurance savings that you can see on your policy could actually offset the cost of paying for that new roof.
Okay.
You know, it's of course going to vary by carrier, and your home and certain things, but the question or the answer is always no if you don't ask. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've got some great options and we'd love to be able to talk with anybody who might be considering that to walk through what might be possible to get you covered, make sure we are in storm season, make sure you're safe and secure, mm-hmm. And you've got that peace of mind of a new roof.
So I guess the way to go would be then to have that initial inspection. You all would come out and say what you do or don't think the homeowner needs.
That's right.
Maybe they don't need anything, but if they do need something, you would be able to sit down with them, I'm gathering, and come up with a quote and kind of take that and then possibly maybe do it in stages too if necessary. Or does it really need to be a one project kind of thing? When you come out and do, I'm thinking if you needed to do a garage and then the top of the house, like, would you do it in stages for financial reasons? Has that ever been done?
Yeah, we've certainly done that in the instance of if it's more of a detached.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I'm
yeah. Like a, you know, a mother-in-law suite or something,
right,
a detached
exactly.
garage. Absolutely. You could take advantage of that. We would encourage customers to try to knock it out in one time if possible. That can avoid kind of having to go back through that production process, having to pull in another permit. So there can be some extra fees incurred by doing that
mm-hmm.
two times.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. So,
but there's just lots of options, essentially.
Absolutely. But and the other thing I wanted to share with the, you know, the inspection side, our team is incredible at taking photos. So we're not just going to come out and say, you know, hey, this is our opinion, this is what we think.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some documentation, whether, you know, hey, this is the things we found, or hey, it's all good. You're going to still have some photos to give you a peace of mind and to be able to point to, hey, this could be an issue.
And you've mentioned before on the show that that's very important when it comes to insurance claims, to have those pre-event photos, right?
Critical.
Very important. We do have a question from one of our listeners that says, does the MySafe Florida program work on a townhouse community? And then they put, great show. Guys, you're giving us lots of good information.
Thank
this
you so much. Yes, townhouses do qualify.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep.
Okay, so we have talked about the shingles. We've talked about the different types. This time of year, anything we should be looking out for now as we're coming into the winter? I mean, do we need snow prevention?
Was that a shock for some homeowners
last year?
If you had asked me at any other point in my career,
it would have been like, "Are you
a
crazy?"
A resounding no. No, I still believe that is a one-off, a very rare circumstance. Hopefully,
yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Because, well, the truth is that our roofs are not at all designed for that sort of thing. The idea of having to make repairs associated with ice dams and things, mm-hmm. like that's just not something that anybody's really prepared for. However, many of our customers opt for full coverage ice and water shield underlayment. It's like a pill and stick self-adhered
like
membrane.
Flood insurance. You and, just never know.
When you have that, it does offer protection against those sort of things where if we had another snow event and it was a slow melt over the course of days, if you had any chance of ice dams or anything like that that was sort of backing that water up, then you are significantly better protected when you have full coverage ice and water shield under a new roof. So
we have had ice here before. That's not unusual.
Yeah, that's so right.
Okay, so then this is going to be a really heavy hitting question right now. Halloween coming up, Christmas, decorations, lights, hanging things from the gutters. I've seen some interesting home fronts. Any tips and advice on how to stay safe and how what not to do? Like, don't hang it from this thing or that thing. What do you, you have some tips for homeowners for that? Because we get excited about decorating, but we could probably do some damage too.
Yeah, let's just not use screws, nails, or staples to fasten your lights into the roof. You would assume that most people would know that, but I found that not everyone does. So,
what would you use then? Clips?
Maybe the plastic.
Yeah, there's lots of clip style that you can clip to the gutters or clip to the drip edge or to the fascia. No permanent fasteners, please.
and maybe if you're up there and you see that gutter and that gutter starting to pull away and that screw's backing out, maybe not putting so much weight on that one, right? Gonna maybe make that problem a little bit worse.
I mean, these sound like common sense things, but when we get excited about stuff and we just want to get those decorations up, we just ignore those little things like gutters hanging.
Well, I can't see those issues at night, Meg.
Well, true. Absolutely. That's very true. Okay, just a few minutes left talking with Ben Murphy, Director of Marketing, Brian Ward, who is the managing partner for Quality Roofing Solutions. And you can reach out to them by phone or by their website, of course. Anything we haven't talked this morning that y'all would like to mention? We've got a couple minutes left.
Hanging things from the roof and gutters, we also offer gutter services.
Would you do someone's decorations for them?
Well, not so much on that side. We've got some partners that we can help there, but we can offer gutter replacement.
Important.
If your roof is okay, and a lot of people don't know that water running off, if you don't have gutters, can ultimately cause foundation issues on your home with all that, especially if that water starts to pool up. So we have a team that can handle the gutters for you as well. So we're able to help you, the customers, in that way.
Oh, no, that sounds great. Anything else, Brian?
One last piece. I'll try to make it quick. So for those of you, for those of you who have followed us for any length of time, you know that every year at the end of the year, we do what we call a gratitude giveaway.
Ooh.
And historically, we've in that gratitude giveaway, historically, we've provided roof replacements to people in our community that are in need and have been nominated by other community members.
Wow.
We try to make sure that we're targeting, giving those things to people who are giving back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we decided to switch things up just a little bit. And in our gratitude giveaway, we want to focus on our customers.
Nice.
So what we decided to do is basically anybody who has become a new customer this year, or anybody who has sent us a referral for someone who's become a new customer this year, or any time between now and the end of this year, be entered into a drawing. And I say end of this year, I think we're aiming to do our drawing on December 19th.
I believe
that's Friday the
19th. Months.
So anybody who becomes a customer or sends a referral for someone who becomes a new customer, we entered into a draw, and we're going to give $1,000 gift cards for holiday shopping spree.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
A bit of appreciation and gratitude for our customers.
That's great. I love this. And you've done this how many years?
Well, we've done the gratitude giveaway for, 3 years now.
This will be our third year.
This is our third year. But this year, like I said, we're just mixing it up a little bit and really trying to focus on our customers.
Okay.
I mean, they're really, you know, why we're here and why we do what we do. And we just want to show some appreciation for the support that you guys have shown.
Okay, so they go to the website if they want to be considered.
Absolutely.
For that?
If you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to help you. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 850-753-0041.
Okay, and the website is?
QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
Okay, check it out. You want to get into that gratitude giveaway, if nothing else, but maybe it's time for a new roof.
Right.
Quality Roofing Solutions. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks, Meg.
This is Pep Talk.
Thanks, y'all.